Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 21st anniversary later in the year. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about since I started doing this show. I recommend them to you. I encourage you to support them. Pete, welcome back.
Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pete. One of the things I learned from you guys over the years is that since World War II, since the growth of communism and the Berlin Wall, for example, in the 90s, that, you know, democracy has sprung up all over the world, and entrepreneurship has grown, and wherever those two things have happened, taxpayer groups have popped up. They're taxpayer advocates all over the world, aren't there now?
Yeah, there are many of them. And in fact, the upcoming conference of the World Taxpayers Association, which is a consortium of all these taxpayer groups across the globe, it's taking place in Sydney, Australia, this coming May. And one of the hosts of that event, the Australian Taxpayers Association, guess what anniversary they are celebrating?
What?
100 years in existence.
Wow.
They were founded right after the end of the First World War.
I'll be darned.
And that is a
Is that the oldest one in the country, in the world?
The oldest one we know of. And there may be others we don't.
Well, and Australia's really had some challenges because they've had a carbon tax on them, and they've had all kinds of goofy stuff down there, haven't they?
Yes, and some very oppressive laws about importing goods and services,
right,
and the taxes on them that is burdening the small business community in Australia tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have their work cut out for them there. And this is really a success story that's replicated around the world. When you think of, for example, proposals for a flat rate income tax, well, they've been around for decades. Guys named Hall and Rabushka, a couple of professors, developed this idea in detail in the 1980s here in the United States, but it went into practice, widespread practice, after the Berlin Wall fell. There were only a few countries,
right,
that had flat rate income tax systems before then. After that,
they began their tax systems that way, so they didn't have any baggage like we do, right? They don't have any ingrained baggage like we do.
Exactly, and that's the first lesson of tax reform. If you start out clean, you don't have a lot of dirty work to do down the line.
Yeah, we got this metastasized system in America that's hard to rip out by the roots, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And the previous exercise in tax reform in 2017 shows that. We really wanted to go cleaner and simpler.
Yeah.
We got something that provided some relief, but really fell short on the
simplification. It did not simplify things. I can tell you that for small businesses, it did not simplify things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we can learn not only from successes with the flat tax, but in the unlikeliest of countries, which is why we hold these conferences. When you think of Mongolia, for example, you don't think of a taxpayer group that's advanced, but it is. Mongolia has an incredibly well-developed internet, believe it or not, because
great?
It's so remote.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
When I hear you say that, that's what makes me feel optimistic about the world and about commerce and about capitalism, because all we've got to do is get somebody from Montgomery to start doing business with somebody in Mongolia, And you know what Bastiat said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's right. Exactly. And Mongolia has a really well-developed internet infrastructure. And so they use that to communicate with their own members. I mean, really incredible. And, you know, you think of inheritance and estate taxes, death taxes. Mm-hmm. Who was one of the first countries to say, we hate this idea, we're going to repeal it? It's in Scandinavia, Sweden. They got rid of their death tax. We haven't, actually. Right. We've certainly scaled it back. But there again is another lesson. If Sweden can do it, why can't we?
Well, especially since they took a swipe at their system, which is pretty onerous. I mean, they get taxed to the hilt over there. For them to take a swipe at that and knock that back, that's a good first step for them. So, folks, taxpayer reform is being proposed all over the world. We just got to support these guys, and that's one of the reasons why we're proud of Pete Sepp. He's one of the leaders in that. America certainly is, and NTU certainly is, too. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.